Hi, my name is John, and I'm a sinner. But the good news is God says I get to be his friend, and he'll work on my mess with me so that it can actually become my message. And the worse our stories, the warmer our welcome. And now we're learning how to live in friendship with God from one moment to the next. It brings us to step 11. What's cool about step 11 is really the first 10 steps are kind of playing defense. I look at my powerlessness and I surrender and do the inventory. But now in step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for our lives and the power to carry it out. So the invitation today is going to be a wonderful one, and you can start doing it right now. You are made to live in contact with God. The word that Jesus would often use for this one is the word to abide or to remain, like a branch does in a vine, where it's constantly drawing nourishment and nurture and strength and the ability to flourish and blossom and grow and bear fruit. And that's what's happening to you right now with just an open, surrendered spirit saying, God, now I want to make contact with you. A vine does it physically. We do it consciously. We do it through our mind. God, would you be present with me? Would you help me to know from one moment to the next what your will is for my life? It's that simple. What I want to start with on this one is a question that's real important that you might never have thought about before, and it's this. Do you like God? And the reason this is so important is it will be impossible to sustain a life of conscious contact with God. And all we're after right now is not perfection, just trying to improve it. If you've just been thinking about it a little bit, just think about it a little bit more. Just trying to improve. But we'll never be able to do this if I find that actually I don't like God. Because if I don't like God, I don't want to be in his presence. And let me say a word or two about this. There's a social psychologist, Jonathan Haidt. And he writes in his book, The Happiness Hypothesis, about what psychologists will sometimes call the likometer. You have it, and it's the basic, most fundamental kind of first gear of your emotional life. Simplest animal, Haidt writes, must make decisions at every moment. Left or right, go or stop, eat or don't. Animals with brains complex enough to have emotions make these decisions effortlessly and automatically by having what is sometimes called a likometer, running in their heads at all times, like it or not, on purpose or not. If a monkey tastes a new fruit, feels a sweet sensation, its likometer registers, I like it, feels pleasure and bites in. If the taste is bitter, displeasure, discourages further eating. There's no need for a weighing of pros and cons or a reasoning system, just pleasure or displeasure. We humans have a likometer too, and it's always running. Its influence is subtle, but careful experiments show you have a like-dislike reaction to everything you are experiencing, whether you're aware of it or not. This is so profound. Tons of research around this now. A guy named Brett Pelham found that it is so foundational to our lives that actually the sound of your own name brings a little flash of like, a little pleasure to you. And this is so influential that it can determine where you end up spending your time and what you do with your life. For example, I'm not making this up. It's in the book. If your name is Dennis, when you hear the occupation of a dentist, you will think, oh, a dentist's office would be a cool place to hang out. You'll be more likely to become a dentist. If your name is Lawrence or Lori, when you hear the word lawyer, you will think, a lawyer's office is a good place to hang out. My name is John. My wife would say that probably explains a few things about me. But this likometer is part of how God made us. He created us so that we naturally have desires, and God loves to fulfill our desires. And here's what's most important when it comes to this 11th step. God wants for you to be in a friendship with him where you love him and you like being in conscious contact with him. So that's the question for today. Do I actually like that? Now, there's a few things that will try to keep us from liking being in conscious contact with God. One of them is sin. One of them is misunderstanding about who God is. Jesus told a story once where there's one server who's afraid of the master. I knew you were a hard and harsh man. And of course, God is not that way. That's part of why Jesus told the story. It's why he was always trying to correct our understanding of father facts. And then the devil will want to keep you from liking God. We see this all the way in Genesis 3 when he comes to Eve in the garden. Did God really say that you're not to eat from any tree? He makes God out to be much harsher and mean when God, in fact, is loving and providing. So now the invitation today is to rethink God and to learn to want to be with him, to trust that God really does love you and care for you. And so you can improve your conscious contact with God. We'll talk more about how to do this in videos that are coming up. But here's how Jesus talks about this. This is in John chapter 10. He says, the gatekeeper opens the gate, and the shepherd goes out, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And the idea here is a beautiful one, that God is present to us through his word, through the scripture, and through nature, and in worship, and sometimes in our conversations with other people. And sometimes God is simply able to bring thoughts to our mind, thoughts of love or thoughts of gratitude or thoughts of service. And it is possible for you to come to know your Father's voice. And that's why in this step it says, we're praying, always asking, God, would you help me to know your will for my life in this moment? Would you give me the power to carry it out? Learning to listen to God, learning to recognize his voice, it is a learned skill that can be acquired over time. And in fact, this is one of the great miracles in all of life, is the miracle of recognizing a voice, and we're made for this. I was watching a little movie with my grandchildren not too long ago called The Wild Robot, and it's a beautiful story where this service robot ends up having a little Gosling imprint on it and come to love it and follow it and learn to live. And I mean, I ended up in tears just watching a stupid cartoon movie about a robot. There's research done. You can read about this in a number of places. It was published a couple of years ago. Pelican Point Cape, I think it's called, in Namibia. Researchers were looking at seals, and they're packed into this spot. There are thousands of them. And the males are all fighting for breeding rights, and the moms are giving birth, and little babies are yelping for food. So you can imagine the crowd and the noise there is unbelievable. And yet a mom will have to go after birth often and swim in cold water to cool down within 24 hours of birth. How does she ever find her way back to her little pup? Well, amazingly, a mother seal is able to recognize her pup's voice within about 4 hours of birth. And that little pup is able to recognize its mother's voice within about 4 hours. 4 hours. It's much better than with human beings. With human beings, it takes the average human mom longer than that. In fact, after 24 hours, only 40% of all moms can recognize the cry of their own child. And with fathers, it's much worse. You could be a year later, their own baby, the only one in the house, wakes up crying for food at 2 o'clock in the morning, and about 99% of dads don't recognize or wake up enough to hear that sound. But anyway, with little baby pups, they know the sound of that voice, and they are able to reconnect, and their mom knows the sound of the pup. And Jesus uses this picture now with sheep, but to say, my sheep, my people, learn my voice. So this is the invitation for you today to increase, to improve, to develop, to deepen your conscious contact with God. Just from any moment, one moment to the next, God, your will be done. God, would you help me to know what your will for me is in this moment? And I'll say one word about that. Because sometimes we can make God's will real confusing. or think that really it only matters on big decisions like what job should I take, or should I get married, or who should I get married, or where should I live. No. God's will for my life is not mostly about the circumstances I inhabit. It's mostly about the character that I develop. So listen here. This is Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What's God's will for you today? I will tell you what it is. It is to rejoice from one moment to the next. Now, of course, there are moments where other emotions, sometimes deep grief, are inevitable in human life. Jesus experiences that in the Garden of Gethsemane. But the idea here is that because life is a gift and God is always present with us and He's watching over us and nothing can ultimately, eternally separate us from His love, the default mode for human life is joy, a pervasive sense of well-being. And then pray continually. This doesn't mean my only thoughts are about God, but my mind is a very active thing and it's processing information all the time, so I continually bring it back. Oh yeah, God is here. I'm talking to you right now, but God is here, so I don't carry the burden of this. God, what do you want to say? And then give thanks in all circumstances. Not for all circumstances. Some circumstances are horrendously evil and they are to be lamented and protested. And one day we believe that they will be redeemed, but God is present in all of them. And it becomes possible to give thanks for God's presence and for the hope in every circumstance. So if you want to know what God's will for your life is, you might think, well, I don't know. Actually, we know quite a lot. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks. That'll keep us going for today. And then come back tomorrow. Because it works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you could pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.